And so we'll just pray and get right into the word. I'm glad you're here. Father, we thank you so much that you're still speaking to your children and you're still taking care of us. Tonight, revelation knowledge, new territory, new turf that you're taking us in. So may we mature. May we hear, may we see, may we understand that you want us to be healed and healthy. And you've made a way for it to happen. So speak to every person that's listening, and then those who listen, they're not here and they'll listen later. Speak to them. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You want to open your Bibles to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58. I touched on this text a few Sundays, or a few Wednesdays, or a few Tuesdays ago. But the Lord is still want to minister from that aspect. Now, we're going to deal with a subject that is sort of intimidating. The subject is listening to God, the God Father of health. Listening to God, the God Father of health. Now, to do that, there must be maturity and independence. You're going to have to mature. You're going to have to be able to step out of the crowd or the normal patterns. When you hear revelation, you have to be able to do it. If you're not matured enough, two times in Hebrews 5 and John 16, it is said that I have something to say to you, but you're not ready yet. So there's maturity and independence. Some of the things that I'm going to say tonight, you're either going to mature or get mad. Health is being revealed and released in your presence. But are you present? You heard the question? See, you heard the statement? Health is being released in your presence, but are you present? You have to be present. You've got to be listening. You've got to mature. You've got to be independent. The power to receive health from your Father is knocking on your door. And it will call for a radical change. You heard that? A radical change. Let me say this again now, because it's so important, because I'm going to say some heavy things tonight. And to all of you all, to do this, there must be maturity and independence. Maturity in the aspect, I can receive it, and I make decision about changes I'm going to make. Independent is sort of the same thing, that I'm not going to let nobody else decide for me. And then I said, health is being revealed and released in your presence. But are you present? In other words, are you ready for help when so many years you've been talking about healing, you talked about medicine, you talked about hospitals, you talked about just all these different datas that we have turned our life over to. And the Father, prophetically, the Father is aiming to get you to see how you can have what he said. All right? There's another thing that I have to say before I read the scriptures that we're going to be with tonight. I heard the word from the Lord for you to expect a health surgery tonight. A health surgery. I never heard that before. Holy Ghost spoke to me in my office. Expect a health surgery tonight. And then you have to be matured. You got to be able to take it. And you know, that's Hebrews 4:12. See? Yeah. The word of God is quick. You're going to have to be cut. You're going to have to be operated on by the word. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to also put Hebrews 4:12. I want you to put Hebrews 12 7 through 13 in your note, and recognize the God Father is the Father of spirits. Yes, sir. All right, Father of spirits, all right? Now, we can't miss it in reading this because I got some questions I'm going to put before you tonight that is so important. In Isaiah 58 now, we'll start reading at the sixth verse. Is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness? Now, that's an aspect of it. To undo heavy burden. See, that's what hell will do. Even though he's ministering to these people now, but I see in these verses, I see the sickness and the disease and the lack of deliverance. The oppressed go free. Look at that voice. It's not the fast that I have chosen. And your fast is something about food, you know. Not the fast I've chosen, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. What a voice. You see all that?
Yeah.
Now, when you move from health, from sickness and disease to health, that's what happened. Go to the eighth voice. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Look what he put health with now. And thy righteousness. See, I got a right to be held to say it. And write that down. You might not believe it for a while. You might have to read it. You might have to meditate that. But I have a right to be held. Because the society, the system, is not health prone because they don't know what to do. All right? Now, I got a right to be healthy. Look at that voice. Let me read verse 8 again. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Light. See light?
Yeah.
And thy health shall what? Spring forth speedily. Goodness. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. Then look what he said at the end of the verse.
Yeah.
And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. I mean, he'll back you up. He'll bring it to you, back you up. All right, verse 9. Then shall I call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke. You got to take away the midst of thee the yoke. You're putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. All right? Look at verse 12. And that shall be of thee, shall build, and they that shall be of thee, those who listen, mature, shall build old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repair of the beach, of the breach. Now underline that, the restore of the path to dwell in. We're talking about hell, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, now, taking responsibility for your health. The first clarity here is, I am responsible for my soul. Now you got Romans 12:2, and you got 3 John 2. I am responsible for my soul. And let me say this. In my soul is where my health is hiding. And if I don't know, if I don't take responsibility for my soul, my health will never get out because I'm letting something else be put in it by man. I'm responsible for my body. Romans 12:1. I am responsible for how my body come out. Okay. Then we say the third thing is, I am responsible for my health. You can't turn that over to another man. You can't turn that over to a doctor. You can't turn that over to the drugstore. You can't turn that over to the hospital. You're going to end up in hospital. That means next hearse. I'm responsible for my health. So three responsibilities. I'm responsible for my soul. I'm responsible for my body. I am responsible for my health. I am responsible, that's 3 John 2. I'm responsible for my health. Beloved, I wish you well done your problem being healed, even as your soul prospers. Yeah. Now, when you hear something, all right, Lord, I'll do it now. Go to 2 Chronicles 20:20. Because I'm saying to you tonight in this Bible training, prophetic health cometh to the body of Christ. This is prophetic. This is profound. This must work if you mature and receive it. Then 2 Chronicles 20:20. We got to look at that because it caused a great victory, or can cause you a great losing. And then people sometimes don't pay attention enough. They 2 Chronicles 20:20. I know it's on the board, but I want to look at it in Bessie here. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth. Now, these people are in trouble. They got 5 armies coming against them. The prophet had spoken to them. Now, the king had some wisdom here how to win this thing. And I want you to hear this. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God." All right? "And shall you be established, believe his prophet, so shall you prosper." Now, I'm dealing with this voice is that you're going to have to believe tonight. Some things I'm going to deal with. You got to take responsibility. You got to take responsibility. Health knowledge must not be ignored. In our text, he said he'll do it. Didn't he say he'd do it? Mm-hmm. James 1:5. If any trial, test, and temptation we've been through is help and healing, the church. But I heard the Spirit of God says, help, wisdom is ordained of God. Help will God ordained you. James 1:5. Any man lack wisdom, lacks of God. See? Health wisdom. We need health wisdom. We need to be wise about our health and how to yield to the Godfather of health, who can make health available to us any moment if we listen to the prophet as they minister to us the word prophetically about health. Health wisdom is God ordained. Now, you know, I'm not against doctors. I'm not against, but I got to say some things. Because you're all so stuck. Medicine is not supernatural. And then I got a little small temporary. So you'll never get your health if you set your mind in a medicine stance. See. Medicine is not supernatural. Matter of fact, medicine can't produce health. Medicine simmer down symptom, but any good doctor will tell you, if he cut you, whatever he do, if he operate on you 19 hours, he'll tell you now, it's up to God. I can't heal his wound. I can't make you healthy. I can cut the disease out, but I can't make you healthy. All right, listen. Medicine is not supernatural, it's temporary, but meditation provides the supernatural. If you meditate on proper scriptures and get proper teaching, you can step out in health. That's Joshua 1:8. We talk about that for prosperity. What about health? Meditate it. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 and see this. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4. Now, watch what's going to happen here. Watch the question that the Spirit is going to ask us here. I mean, God really adamant about this. He wants you to know, because the church has been stuck so long in sickness and disease and operation after operation. And it saved a lot of people alive. I know a lot have been saved, but my God, there's so much more and so much of a better way the Lord trying to show us, you see. Now, the Lord ain't trying to do, and the Lord's showing us, you're just trying to hear Him. Now, this question, a body of Christ, will get you to thinking. Have you ever prayed about health instruction? Somebody answer me. somebody on the line. See, because you see, if you don't know it exists, you get in what I call the sickness and disease rat race, and you don't know how to make correction because you have already prayed. You have already confessed the word. But now, you better be afraid tonight to ask for health instruction, because God going to tell you Leroy Wright. If you don't want to hear that, don't pray.
Yes, sir.
You see, when I'm telling you about eating and how to take care of your body, you know, I'm in a learning process myself, but I've studied enough to find out that God already have given us health, but we keep violating it. God give us, that's why I like that scripture in Psalm 139, verse 14. That's a powerful scripture. We live in a health machine. That body made, man, when I saw that, and as a boy, I mean, up to man, I was way up major. I didn't have no idea that God had given us such a body. If we treat it right. Now, I remember back in the day, I was driving home, always had nice cars, and I keep my cars clean, put the right kind of oil in them. You never want, don't put no cheap gas in them, you know. And God asked me, way back, what you doing with your body? You're putting the right thing in that car. Why you don't put cheap gas in that car? He said, you're taking care of that car better than you take care of your body. I mean, I don't think I was preaching then. But I saw that, but I was too stupid to change. See what I'm saying? So therefore, I had to go through some things. Okay. Now, Proverbs 4:20, we touched on that. But I believe if you ask instruction, my son, verse 20 says, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine soul, the inner man, the heart. Your spirit is healthy. For they are life unto those that find them and health to some of their flesh. So why are we not healthy, all that flesh? Then it says next, look what he said in the 23rd verse. Keep thy heart with what? All diligent, out of it are the issues of life. Health is an issue of life. Health is an issue of life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is one here, as we minister, listening to the Godfather of health, he's talking to us, God is talking to us, and here's what he told me to ask you or say to you. People who do not want to control their eating habit are trying to turn their health over to medicine, and it will not manifest. I said, Lord, I need a scripture. He said, 1 Corinthians 9:27, turn there. 1 Corinthians 9:27 right there. 1 Corinthians, you know, we read Romans 12:2, but look at 1 Corinthians 9:20. But I keep under my body. What? And bring it into subjection. I need to preach that. Oh, Lord. Yeah, see, I keep it. I keep it on them. I keep stuff out of my mouth that I know not going to agree with me later.
Yes, sir.
I do it. I don't do it by taste. I do it by maturity. See, immaturity is why the body of Christ can't take this prophetical feeding.
Yeah.
It's immaturity. I want it my own way. I trust man more than I trust God. See what I'm saying? But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any mean, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. That's a powerful voice there. In dealing with this, you need to meditate that voice, and you need a policeman when he get up. He talk to his family, probably kiss his children and eat breakfast with them and put his clothes on. But right before he leave out, he put his weapon on. Because, you know, you're going to come up against somebody. Well, your soul need a weapon every day. Take a scripture with you all through the day, one scripture, and just keep feeding your soul. I'm a teacher about that later on, but that's a powerful thing to do. But I keep my body under. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Yeah. Who? I do it. So in this area of changing the status quo of just praying and laying on of hand, we got to take care of the total man. We got to yield to the spirit, our soul, and our body. We got to treat our bodies right. You know, that voice, what you going to do with that voice? But I keep my body under. Body say, I want this, can't have it. Working on something. And then I don't want to keep it under. I bring it into subjection. You, body, submit to me. Yes, don't tell me what I'm going to do. I'm telling you what we're going to do. We've been down this road too long. Lest that by any mean, when I preach to others, and that's the way the church looked today. I myself should be a Catholic. We're just preaching about the gospel and Jesus Christ. He's the healer. He's the Lord of lords. When you serve the Lord, you're going to be all right. And you see. You ain't keeping your body under. Because you done got in that dumb traffic. I just the best thing I called it. I know it. I've been in it. It's a dumb traffic. It's a dumb traffic, man. It's just a dumb traffic. You ain't prayed about your health instruction. You prayed to get healed. Lord, heal me. Now the Lord then brought you a prophetical word. When you're in your prayer time, I dare anybody listen to me. You're in your prayer time. You're dealing with any type of sickness disease in your body. I ain't talking about no age. Shut up. I'm talking about Almighty God, the Father of health, ordained for his children to be healthy. That's why he brought 3 million out. It was not one sick among them. Even in the old covenant, we got over in the New Testament and got sick. Yeah. Wow. We looking just for healing, 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 healing. Now listen very carefully. Faith has been smothered by substance. Faith has been smothered by substitute. That's what it is. Faith has been smothered by substitute that are not working. And then I wrote, check statistics. Check statistics and see who's going down and how they're going down and what's happening. Because faith, Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Listen, one of the greatest dynamics of faith is the ability to change. Yeah, because you're trusting God. It's not normal. It's not natural. You have to mature. But it's a great ability. Faith will cause you to walk by faith and not by sight. I walk out of a trap into a safe place. Faith will do that. My goodness. Faith have been smothered by substitute. Turn to Acts 10:38. This is, oh my God, oh my God. I don't know if I'm getting much further. Permit the Holy Spirit to reveal health to you. Permit the Holy Spirit to reveal health to you. There is a revelation of health. That scripture, that's how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Sickness and disease is satanic oppression. You see? Huh? Are you listening? But how God anointed Jesus, see the Holy Ghost, ask the Holy Ghost, ask the Holy Ghost right here. It said, ask the Holy, permit the Holy Spirit to reveal help to you. See, prophetically, to the body of Christ, I'm humble in this factor, but the Lord is coming in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit want to anoint the body of Christ with help. Now, here's where we come in the stuck. I'm going to give you two scriptures to show you where we're stuck at. John 16:12. Turn there for us. Hebrews 5. I'm going to give you the whole scripture. John 16:12-15. And Hebrews 5:11-14. Those two places saying something why people are not walking in health, and when health come, they're not receiving it because it's not a normal pattern of how we do things. We've turned our help over to somebody else. All of us. When you turn your help over to somebody else. And what you have done, you're not praying, you turn your help over to somebody else beside God. Oh my God. You say, but I pray. Yeah. But you violated it too. Because you didn't hear the part. You was on your knees, but you when you got to the table, you changed. Oh, good man, me, that's true. So, and you can't be broke and preach this, because they'll shut you down. God got to be your source to preach this. Make me mad. John 16. All right. Verse 12. Look what he said. See, now I'm about to make a statement of the Holy Ghost. Help is spiritual. Help is divine. Because we read our text in Isaiah 58. He said, I'll bring it to you. In Jeremiah, he said, I'll bring you health and a cure. Look at his voice. Look at it good. That was prior to the Holy Ghost coming. The Holy Ghost here now. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. I mean, verse 12, John 16:12. You cannot bear them now. And look what he opened up to us. How be it? And he's here now. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come. See, the Spirit, we're listening to the Spirit of truth about hell. Is come. He will what? Guide you into all truth. Because you're not contrary. Because you're a Romans 8:14 person. When God bring a revelation to me, I'm going to walk in that revelation. For he should not speak of himself, and I'm not speaking of myself tonight. But the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And he is the Father of health. All things that the Father has of mine, I want to do you heaven and hell. Help. Therefore said I, that he'll take of mine and shall show it unto you. Oh, man, yet a little while. Turn to Hebrews 5 now. Turn to Hebrews 5. We just got to see all these scriptures. I have to overload you. So if you miss one, you'll see the other one. Hebrews 5 now. Watch what happened. See, you're sick because you're immature. When God bring you the truth, that's why I say you got to have maturity. When God bring you the truth, you can't be making all these excuses. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get in track. If this hurting my health, I'm not going to eat it. Yes, I'm not going to drink it. Yes, I'm not going to smoke it. Yes, this is not a joke. Yeah. Yep. See, some people joke about this and laugh and joke and sick all the time. But it depends on that pill only. Sure, you take your pill until you'll go to your doctor and say you don't need it no more. Yeah. And the doctor will ask you what you've been doing so I can try to share with my other patient. Mark, Hebrews 5:11. Remember John 16:12. Look at Hebrews 5:11. You think they're almost saying the same thing? Look at John 16. You see what I'm saying? Of whom, you know, I started off and said tonight, you're going to be prophetical. I started off saying you're going to have to mature and you're going to have to be independent. That's the only way you're going to break out. Because 9 out of 10 going down the same vein. They're not walking in ordained help. All these years I've been preaching, I didn't know nothing about it. I'm preaching healing, laying hand on folk, look, asking God for a miracle, and the folk go right out and do what they want to do, and they get back sick. Got to be a revelation. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. It can't be a man. It got to be a Holy Ghost. So here you see now, you're dull. He says, you're dull. Of whom we have met, Hebrews 5 and 12. Same thing again now. When he talk about the Holy Spirit, in John 16, the 12th verse say the same thing. Of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. See, you're dull of hearing. This is not my thing. This is the Father of glory thing.
Yes, sir.
He wants his children, somebody to minister to his children, to tell them that I have a part to play in my help.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
And so you're sick because if verse 12 said, from the time you ought to be teaching or you ought to be healthy, you need to let anyone teach you again what be the first principle of the organs of God. And I become such a need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For in the word of righteousness is health. For he's a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all seeing this? All right. I was going to say another word, but there can be no condemnation here. And that's why the prophet would say, thus say the Lord. Because you think if some things become strong, you think you're being condemned or judged by somebody who needs some help themselves.
Yeah, right.
See, I'm going to take the splinter out of your eye and I got a 2x4 in my eye. So, thus said the Lord.
Yes, sir. I mean,
you've got to face God with this. You're not facing a man. You're facing God now. You online. God, you got you on this line for a reason. There's no sickness that can't be healed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this. Most Christians are health ignorant. Ignorant. Most Christians are held ignorant. Are living in held ignorance. Most Christians are living in held ignorance. You see, they say, God not answering my prayer. I laid hand on him. I took communion. I put all. Yes, but you got God is revealing to you there's a part you have to play. Yeah, this one gonna flow you, boy. It's gonna flow you. We are constantly trying to find a health pill. It don't exist. There is no health pill. You see what I'm saying? You see, when we have to take medicine, it stops our brain from being blown out if we got high blood pressure, but it's not healing it. So there's no pill that can take the place of nutrients and vitamin and enzyme, things that we need. There's no pill. There's no pill because, see, your body not designed for pill. Your body designed to eat properly. So we're constantly looking for a pill to get a health pill. I want you to get that. Y'all wrote again, wrote out health pill. So you slap it when you read it again. Health pill. No, there's no health pill. There's no health. There's really no health pill in the vitamin world. There's no health pill. Ain't no health pill. They assist you. And then I wrote this question for you. Boy, I hope you hear it. Are you telling me I'm the only one who can control my health? The doctor can't? No, because she went to many physicians and rather grew better, she grew worse. I don't care if they helped her or something, they couldn't get her healed. Then the boy over there in Chronicle had a bad feet and consulted a physician and did not consult God, and they called a hearse.
Yeah.
He died with a feet disease. Because he did, and the Bible said he didn't consult God. And we're doing a lot of that. We're doing a lot of that. We soon as something, a pan hit, we're gone.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, we're gone, gone. Yeah. A lot of people have had operations who don't need them. Are you telling me I'm the only one that can control my health? Absolutely. Are you telling me God can't control my health if I'm working against it? Absolutely. Powerful, man. Are you telling me? Well, I wrote this down. I was sitting in my rocker. And I was sitting in a different rocker, but I was sitting in my little small porch, and the Lord started talking to me, man, I couldn't hardly write this stuff fast enough. What happened, I'm going to close in a minute, when the doctor, medicine, and the hospital can do no more for you? Hospice,
yeah.
Death. Wow. I've heard it over and over. I've heard doctors say, well, I've done all I can do. Medicine done all they could do. Now, what happened now?
Yeah.
Now, I've had cases like that. And when I talked to the person, I told him, I know you got all this thing going on. I don't need to talk about that. You need a miracle.
Yeah.
Put your eyes on God. There was a man, they told him that he wasn't going to get out of the hospital. They was putting him in. This happened recently. They was putting him in for just to take care of him until you die. You know, hospice is the next place. And I called that man and talked to that man and told him the next day he was eating. He came home.
Amen.
The man had faith. He believed in what I said, see. And see, everybody here tonight can get healed of any symptom supernaturally. I think there was one that the doctor said, if you're born as a diabetic 1, I believe diabetic 2, that 1, something not working, you have to have a miracle for that. But diabetes 2 is an eating habit.
That's right.
it's you. You and the devil working together. What does it mean? It's a scripture. I didn't look for it. Lord, teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days. See. The Bible promised 120. But we got in a cycle of so much unbelief and a cycle of so much man trusting in man. He can't see Jeremiah 17:5-6. He can't see good when it's coming. He's so trusting man. He's so, and turn it all over to man. They turn it all over to man. What we're looking at, Lord, teach me number one. What we're looking at, an out of control soul. When your body is sick, you're not looking at an out of control body. You're looking at an out of control soul. An out of control body, and out of control sickness and diseases. Let me read that to you again. We're looking at an out of control soul, an out of control body, and out of control sickness and diseases. And prophetically, 2 Chronicles 20:20, the Lord has me stepping out on a limb, pushing these words through me to you. And all you got to do is go for it. So I got, my next point is, stop ignoring the prophet. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, stop ignoring the prophet. When God sent the prophet to you, don't. That's what Jehoshaphat said. Look now, we got trouble going on. And I see them five armies, just like sickness and disease and cancer and all that stuff attacking us. All them armies coming against us. But then the man prayed. But it wasn't only prayer. Then God sent a prophet. The prophet had a word for him. Then he was wise enough, right there, they went out there with praise. But we were doing praise, but we won't do nothing else. And right before he went out against that army, because that sickness disease, well, if you start doing what God tells you to do, sickness disease is going to be ambush in your life. When that man prayed and told God who he was, but he had to follow the instruction. The prophet told him what to do. You see, so he had prophetic instruction. Then look at 2 Chronicles 20:20 again. He gave instruction. Jehoshaphat said, listen, believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established, but believe the prophet, you will get the manifestation of what you want. In other words, when the man died and went to hell, he wanted to send somebody back to tell his brother. But God said, if you don't believe my man and woman of God who told you out here now, you ain't going to believe a man come from the dead. So it just happened to be your church, Word of Life Christian Center, yes, that God has given the revelation. Yes, clear. This is a clear teaching here. Yes. Clear, precise, yes, prophetical, powerful.
Yes. Yes.
He's right there.
Yes,
so stop ignoring the prophetic. And I want you to start decreeing something you haven't been not saying. Help cometh to me now.
To me now.
Say it two more times.
Help coming to me now.
Help
coming to me now.
Now, you got instruction. Ooh-wee. Two more things I'm going to say. The danger of having more respect for the world system than the word system. That's why people get mad. People get mad when you talk to them about it, but there's no way to turn the tide, children. We know how to pray. We know how to praise. We know. See, these revelations must become a rhema to you. They can't be a logos. They can't just be a written word. I spoke to you. The Spirit got to come out of them because I was praying and God sent me to bring them to you. The manifestation of help is of the heart. So when Jesus said in Mark 11:23, very, very, I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and should not doubt in his heart. See that? But believe those things which you say, it's come to pass. So with the maturity and the revelation that God is teaching us as a congregation, and all my partners who lock in and who connected, we can move that mountain. We've got to believe in our heart that the instruction, prophetical instruction that God brought us, we've never seen this before. Just teaching on help, teaching on help. See what I'm saying? I know, but healing is in help, H-E-A-L-T-H. We've been leaving the T-H off. See, and we're constantly getting healed over and over again. And what was making us sick? You know? Now we say, the devil making us sick. No, it's you and the devil. You in partnership with the devil. You see, I've been in partnership with him. That thing tells some good. But the devil, he helped you. Put you on another one.
Yeah. Come on.
Because you're violating most of us don't know that. You're violating your whole cell system. You're violating your liver, your heart. You're violating, that's a whole city on the inside of you. First Psalm 139:14. That's why I said, and my soul knows right well. So if my soul knows right well, my soul's going to do the right thing now, because my soul is going to listen to my spirit. See? No, it's not just eating. It's being a child of God, living right, holiness, talking right, hearing right, who you're running with. And our biggest problem is relative. Because if you start eating right, they're going to blackball your tail. You stop these pork chop right now. I'm finished with you. Y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, what you want to do? Be healthy? Jesus, and Jesus had a point. Jesus, when he taught a lot of powerful lessons, he says the greatest opposition you're going to have is they of your own household. Yeah, that's up.